you walk in the front door and...
I don't remember that well.
Oh.
I just don't. See, I was very young.
Yeah.
And we really moved from there. The last house, I can tell you more about the last house we lived in.
Okay, tell me about that.
The last house we moved in, it was a big house. Mm-hmm. It had two big rooms on the front.
Wait, I'm going to draw this. Big, about the same size?
Yeah, two big rooms on the front and a great big porch that went across those two rooms. That big porch with
like
the
that?
Cover. Uh-huh. It had a cover, you know, over it.
Uh-huh.
And then they had the two rooms in the back, which you didn't have a living room. You had a bedroom. All those were bedrooms.
Uh-huh.
And a large kitchen. It was just a square, big frame house.
Uh-huh.
And it was very large. And it has these...
Okay, where's the kitchen now?
The kitchen would be... These were the two...
That
big
front
room. The kitchen was there, and these two were bedrooms. All three of those were bedrooms.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. It's a big frame house, and I can very much under one roof. You know, it didn't have the little sections or anything. But it has a big front porch that we all like so well. Just as long as they call it the gallery.
Is that right? They call it a gallery. Yeah, well, does it have to be a big porch like that before you call it a gallery?
I don't know. I don't know. I should say, you know, they have different names they call things in different parts of the country.
Yeah.
And I remember so well that I was telling the guy that built my kitchen not too long ago, I was telling myself I was going to have my front bedroom nothing all the way out for the porch. I said, I don't need a gallery. And he just laughed.
That's neat. Mm-hmm. Did you have a back porch?
No, we didn't have a back porch.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Mm-hmm.
That was just the size of it, but it was a nice, comfortable, big old house.
And y'all had did you say you had an outhouse?
Yeah, they all had that.
Yeah.
In those days, they all had that.
Do you have another word for that? Another name for an outhouse?
They call it a toilet. That's all I can say.
Okay.
That's all I know.
Okay. Let's see. If you had a porch on the... Say you lived in a two-story house, and if you had a porch on the second floor, what would you call that?
Veranda, I believe.
Okay. Okay. Would that be a big one or a little one?
I don't think necessarily that was big. I don't think so.
Okay. Okay. What did y'all have for heat in this house?
We had a fireplace.
Is that right?
And a cook stove.
Uh-huh.
Iron, you know.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. How did y'all used to make a fire? Where was the fireplace? Tell me
the fireplace was in this first, when I'm going into the front door.
Yeah.
Right in there was the fireplace. That was my mother and daddy's room.
Okay.
That was
yeah.
central.
Yeah, they got the fireplace.
Yeah, that was central. Because they was going to get up and make the fire.
Yeah.
That was central.
Okay.
So I remember so well the Christmas, we'd have our Christmas tree right beside the fireplace and everything. And Santa Claus would come down the chimney.
Yeah. How did they used to make the fire?
Well, he would just, he'd get sticks and things and, you know, paper. Mostly they use kerosene though.
Mm-hmm.
Because it wasn't so much paper.
Mm-hmm.
All paper you got is what you brought home. In the grocery store, in the papers you didn't clean out of the country, you don't get too much paper.
Oh, I never thought of that. Yeah.
And so I think he would just get sticks or get kindling, that's what he called it.
Mm-hmm.
And if you get some kindling, they cut their own wood, you know. Didn't have to buy that. That was in the pastures and all these little sticks, and then you could start with kerosene.
Mm-hmm.
I can remember that.
Mm-hmm.
Because for this particular reason I can remember, because my grandparents lived there practically all their lives until they just died away. And they had a fireplace, and we'd go down every summer and sometime during the winter. That's why I learned more about the country. I didn't learn anything by living there because they didn't live there long enough.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
But we'd visit them every year.
Yeah, I sort of had, my grandparents lived out in the country. Mm-hmm. We did that too.
We just loved it. So we'd go out and ride the trees and play in down the creek, we call it, and everything. We just loved it.
Yeah. When, what do you call this thing in the fireplace that carries the smoke up?
Chimney.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And let's see. Usually in front of the fireplace there's a little flat place or raised kind of place.
They call it the hearth, I believe.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And what do you call the thing in the fireplace that you lay the wood across? Okay. Sometimes it has little brass or iron things that stick out, you know.
Brace.
Okay. Okay. Mm-hmm. Above the fireplace you'd have a
mantle.
Okay. And sometimes people used to put a big piece of wood in the back.
We call it the back load.
Okay. In places where they have a lot of pine trees, now I don't know if y'all had any or not, they could just cut down pine trees.